Rochelle, how do people get to your show? How do they get to your social media? Because your show's on fire.
Michelle Swimmick is joining me now tonight, live from Arizona. Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I am excellent, Brandon. How are you?
Michelle Swinnick, you're a firebrand.
Hey, it's Friday, September 8th, and it's been 304 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country has ever had, with the worst being right here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. Look at the flag. It is still upside down. You guys got to help me turn that right side up. For your own good, right? It was an administrative insurrection. Remember that phrase, administrative insurrection. They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives to your vote. And they did it in the 2022 primaries, the 2020 general election, and the 2020 primaries. Yeah. Last four elections, worse. People keep asking for more money. Our elections keep getting worse. I'm going to give you emoji face. What does that mean? Candidates, politicians, and then some. Fraudulent elections allow demons to control our lives, destroy our country, and gives them free reign to sex, slave, traffic, rape, sacrifice, torture, and murder children, and harvest their organs and blood. Today's guest is Pete Santilli, the host of the Pete Santilli Show, the only man in America who is on the air 9 hours a day delivering truth bombs. So grab your pen and paper. This is a working show, everybody. Text your friends. Put on your common sense caps. Tell them to tune in during the break. You're going to go to savemyfreedom.us. That's savemyfreedom.us. You need to subscribe. You need to join us on the battlefield. We need the warriors and the ones who want to become them. We'll be right back after the break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Man, I gotta tell you something. Thank God for Brighteon TV. For the first time in my life, I can say what I want and nobody tells me to shut up. God bless Mike Adams.
Hey, Dr. John Diamond here. I was sitting at my house during COVID. The Lord told me to start a show. I had no idea what to do or where to go. And then I got the call from Brighteon. So Mike Adams, appreciate you. You made me the man I am today. God bless.
In the last half of the last century, visiting the Bay Area in California was awesome. But after decades of leftist politicians running it into the ground, it's become, well, unsafe. Smash and grab robberies happen often, and streets are referred to as third world, even by people who are from the third world. But lately, pirates have been ransacking small boats and even stealing them. They'll steal whatever they get their hands on, including outboard motors, which sell for thousands on the black market. According to Natural News, many of the pirates appear to be homeless people, local people who live in public places like Union Point Park, which locals curiously have said has an increased population of small boats tied up lately. Not sure it's helped that in 2021, Oakland City Council voted to defund the police, stripping their budget of more than $17 million, nor that their district attorney is soft on crime. But hey, California now has pirates, just not the Johnny Depp type.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, You need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
That's Jesus Rocks, best show that there is, hosted by the brilliant Lucy DeGrazia, connecting current events and real history with the truth of God. And this Sunday show over on Brighteon.tv at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, is episode 361. I thought the timing was perfect. Fear only God. Politicians are liars. Government is tyrannical, and they work for you. It's time to take back America and your freedoms. Now, keep in mind, that pretty much sounds like something I would have said today. We could have recorded literally this episode today, and it was so scary listening to it. I watched it twice today, and I know I say this all the time about the show, but this one had so many of the same language phrases and the examples of even the kids at the border. Okay, this was recorded, the one that's airing this Friday, on August 24th of 2022. Okay. So it's Groundhog's Day, everybody. Groundhog's Day. So Lucy's verse of the week that came from this episode. This is so good. Jeremiah 5, 26, 31. Among my people are wicked men who lie in wait for victims like a hunter hiding in a blind. They continually set traps to catch people like a cage filled with birds. Their homes are filled with evil plots. And now they are great and rich. They are fat and sleek, and there is no limit to their wicked deeds. You know who I'm talking about, Ryan. They refuse to provide justice to orphans and deny the rights of the poor. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against a nation? A horrible and shocking thing has happened to this land. The prophets give false prophecies. Have you heard that before? And the priests rule with an iron hand. Worse yet, my people like it that way. But what will you do when it comes to an end? My people like it that way. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're allowing all this to happen. All these things, our unconstitutional elections, the sex slave trafficking of the children, the destruction of our country. We're allowing it all to happen. But we don't have to. We don't have to. That's what we're going to be talking about today as soon as we get a hold of our buddies, Pete Santilli. Go ahead. Let's start the show. Heather, graphic number 4. So why do we do this, guys? How do we do this? You pray, plan, take action. You stand up. You speak up. You show up. And it's time for a winning strategy. You need to take back and turn back. You're going to take back your country. You're going to take back your unconstitutional elections, and you're going to turn back to God. This is the only way you're going to do it. And the tools and the information that you're going to get from these episodes of Jesus Rocks, there's 23 of them, will get you everything that you need for the spiritual battle. You got to get on your knees. You got to repent. We got to take this seriously. We need to have more than Gideon's 300. And we need to have more than the 3% of the Revolutionary War, because we want to use the Constitution rather than a revolution. And we can do that. We can do that, right? We're going to talk about that for the whole show. We talk about it every week, because You have 179 days until the country is officially, the Republic is officially dead. Okay? That's March 5th, the date of the first state primaries. The minute the first poll opens at the first primary, and you have those voting machines, that's it. You cannot take it back. So you have 179 days. That's today. So tomorrow when you wake up, 178. So as I keep saying, there's not a lot of time. Not a lot of time. So I want you to do that. Heather, go ahead and let's get these people some resources. Pull up graphic number 6. So you got the shows. You got our show, which is on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, Jesus Rocks is on demand. You can find all those episodes at SaveMyFreedom.us, JesusRocksLive.com. But those are the tabs that are on the Save My Freedom movement, SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us. This is the Rumble channel, and they're all on there, too. And what do we got? What are we doing? What do I spend 15 hours a day doing? Exposing the corruption to take back Arizona, America, and our unconstitutional elections. So all of the shows and the videos and the toolkits and all that that we put together, that I spend all this time, everybody and other people's content that I need for you guys to understand, that I want you to learn so you have the talking points, so you know how serious this is, and I'm giving you all the tools for success on how to take back the country. That's over on the Rumble. So pull the Rumble channel graphic for everybody. And I would love for you to follow us over there. If you want to follow, you want to rumble these shows so more people find this information. And this is part of the America and Arizona and America Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit. So you've got all that. It's there. And then, of course, the actual physical toolkits and the way that we communicate with everybody is through the Substack, which is SaveMyFreedom.us. There's six websites in there. And the Band of Machine campaign's in there. It's all in the headers on the top. So I wanted to give a special thank you, and I got to read this because we're adding more people. People are adding us to their platforms, and I'm so grateful that they're helping get our message out there, and they're allowing us to have this opportunity. So a special thank you to all the platforms who invited us to be a partner in their family, the Bright Tea on TV and radio, of course, and then Conservative Television, America Right, America Media, The Flame USA, Your News, Frank Speech, Bradenburg News Network, The Patriot Party News, Grassroots50.com, and The Freedom First Network. So we're going to have some of those people come on my show so that you can get to meet them. And I encourage you to watch some of these great shows. And we're going to be able to I'm going to do a take action toolkit of all these awesome shows and awesome platforms where you can get the content, because you really got to turn off this other crap. These people are talking about politicians. They're talking about the elections like it's 2019. They're living in a different planet. Okay. We're going to talk about that with my buddy, Pete Santilli. So I hope that you're ready to stand up, speak up and show up. Right. And you're going to start your day this way. You're going to pray, plan, take action. You watch how things will change. We got to get loud, people. Really, really loud. You have 179 days until your country is officially dead forever. You will not be able to take it back. It is too late then. The demons God will win, but not you. Not you. Okay? All right. So we're going to give you the tools, resources, the information. I told Santilli, I want those gloves off, dude. He said, I didn't even bring him into the studio. That's how ready he is. So bring up Pete Santilli. Yeah, look at that. That's me and Santilli, because I want you guys to realize he's not just one of those people that just like is talking. See, I'm fat. I'm fat because Wendy Dodgers did not do her job to investigate the election fraud in Arizona. So that's my 20 pounds. So thank you, Wendy Dodgers. So I'll go ahead and bring up Pete Santilli. Pete, look at you. Looking mighty fine. Look at the hair you got all nice and dolled up for me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, are you kidding me? No, I'm actually frazzled right now. And I will say that Bill Gates needs to transition to a 14-year-old female swimmer because he's screwed up Microsoft. You know what? I do Skype all the time. But the one time I connect with you, I get on there, doesn't open. I got to re-authenticate, edit, strip it, download it, do all this stuff. So that's a Bill Gates thing. I use Skype all the time. But just one moment where we're going to get together and tear down the New World Order. Skype didn't work. So I apologize. My apologies to your team.
No, it's cool.
We're off and running.
Yeah, no, it's all good. We you came in actually at the perfect time for you to just slip on in. Nothing was disrupted. Everything was perfect. Everything flows. Hey, live shows, you bob and weave, people, right? So that's just right. How this works. It's not a big deal. But I wanted Pete and I said, you know what? He was kind enough to have me on a show on Wednesday. And we were talking. He said, hey, we got to do like a dual simulcast. We did get this information out. And I said, all right, let's just go. Let's let it rip. And I've got a couple things to share, but I'll let you get off what you need to get off your chest, because we kind of talked a little bit about the things we wanted to bring up. So I'll let you rip for a little bit. And then I have a couple pictures to show.
It is just, we're going to call it a sidebar, but it's big picture. It's a sidebar at 50,000 foot view. You ready? Mm-hmm. What is being exposed right now? All right. With and don't put that on the screen, by the way. We're just going to go with this right now on our live stream. That's me. You guys are going to hear Michelle Swinnick. We'll piece it together later in post-production. But Michelle, what Laura Loomer is exposing when she went on that bridge and saw the neo-Nazi who he said he worked for the CIA and he went to work with the Azov battalion, killing, of course, Eastern Ukrainian Jews, okay, Russian Jews and Ukrainian Jews in the Donbass region. That's a CIA guy, neo-Nazi, A. B, FBI was on the ground, CIA was on the ground. It's in Florida, and she has busted open something that is so big that I'm going to make a statement here. We have it factually proved, okay, that George Soros is behind it, Joe Biden is behind it, and the U.S. government and their policy in the Ukraine, that's where it started, in the Ukraine since 1953. And everyone can go look it up, go pull. You ready? You're going to be blown away by this because everyone I speak to about this has no idea. The Nazi War Crimes Disclosure Act. Tens of thousands of pages that shows exactly what our policy was leading up to World War Stupid. Now, this has everything to do with what they're doing, bringing those Nazis into the United States of America, because Joe Biden, of course, said at a significant moment that the greatest threat to our democracy is white supremacist neo-Nazis. Well, guess what? They're his, and they're being run by the CIA and the FBI, and they are being used to demonize who? Trump supporters. Here in the United States of America, they're demonizing Trump supporters. They're taking over elections. And everywhere else in the international media, they know what's going on. It's exploding on the international media realm. Now, we're going to transition back because we've got several things. We've got the neo-Nazis. We have the election variant. And then we have the voting machines right now. This is a multi-pronged attack. And we're going to be going right into this election. And all assets are going to be deployed. Everything they've got is going to be thrown into this next election. And guess what? We're going to stop them. We're going to stop them right in their tracks. Since the 50s, they've been planning for this moment in time. And all of that work will go boop with the truth.
And the people, as in we the people, have all the power to do this.
We do.
All of it.
You want me to make it simple? We won't even read the Constitution.
Yeah, just read that. It tells you right there.
No, don't even read the Constitution.
Yeah, no one wants to acknowledge it or use it anyway, so let's just not read it.
Very simply, and then I'm going to throw it back to you, and you control the rest of the conversation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights or God-given rights. We don't even need to put it in writing. It's a given, right? Mm-hmm. That basically it includes life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, government is instituted among men. Powers that are derived by the consent of the governed. You know what the consent of the governed is? Voting. So Joe Biden did two things on November 20th. He stole the consent of the governed. And then when he took power, guess what happened? He violated our constitutional rights. Nobody here can say that the U.S. government, the people that have taken over right now, are securing our God-given rights. It's a double whammy. We're not just talking about stealing the consent of the governed by hijacking the voting machines and using voting machines. Now they're stealing the consent of the governed, and then they're coming in to violate our rights. It's a double whammy. Back to you now. Where do you want to go with this?
I just want to let people let that sink in. So they trample on your rights, your freedoms, every day. And only a small portion of the people are being loud and holding anybody accountable or talking about it. And you can't do that anymore. I mean, One of the reasons why I wanted Pete to come on is we wanted to just put this in your face one more time to make it to express to you how important it is that you take this seriously. Okay, you've got to take this seriously. In 179 days is the first state primary, March 5th. And if you have voting machines, that means you have the exact same system that you had in 2020 and you had in 2022. I'm telling you right now, the election has already been determined. Trump did not win the general. And there's a lot of other people that think like you that's watching right now that are also not going to win the results. They won the votes. They're not going to win the results. The whole country could vote for all those people. They can all vote for Trump. Kind of happened in 2020. And he will not win the results. So you have an opportunity. You have 179 days. In order to get really, really loud, take back your unconstitutional elections, ban the voting machines, hold your legislators and your administrators and every single state accountable. Otherwise, the republic is dead. You will not be able to take it back because how are you going to stop the runaway train? I mean, we're not going to give up in Arizona. Our primary is not till August, but we already have the AZ GOP not on our side because last week they didn't want to go ahead and even have a vote to see what the county wanted in order to, for the presidential a preference election, and they have no use to change the system, and that and the RNC and everybody that's pretty much in office. Because if you tell me one candidate, one actual elected official that has said let's investigate 2020, let's investigate 2022, and actually did it and is demanding, standing on, campaigning on, their number one thing is to get rid of the voting machines, which again, we always talked about, it's one day, get rid of the mail-in, mail-out, all that's all connected. Name me one. I'll wait. I'll let Pete answer. Is there one, Pete?
No, absolutely. Do you have one, by the way?
I'm in Arizona. We don't do those kind of things here. No. We just give our candidates and our selected politicians, the turds, yeah. Legislators, yeah. We just give them money. We give them a lot of money. So we don't do that.
535 elected officials that are attempting to, well, of course, take away the consent of the governed. All right. And they're not taking care of per their mandate. When we were in our embryonic phase, our founder said, well, these truths are self-evident. Governments instituted among men. You have to protect the unalienable rights. And that comes from the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed is when we vote. 535 people are in office right now. They can't prove that they receive the consent legitimately, and they are violating our constitutional rights. That double whammy right there, I will say this, can be responded to with peacefully, by the way. Overwhelming force. They're lording over 330 million people. Since when? Does 535 little tiny ants get to power over the, you know, the 330 million pound ogre? Since when? Doesn't happen. We the people absolutely have strength in our numbers. This it can absolutely be done peacefully. You know how I know? Because when you get 330 million people in one room and you say, everybody on a count of three, suck all the air into your lungs and let our adversary drop, we win. It's peaceful. And I'm using that as an example. We outnumber them. We don't need to shoot our way out of this. We don't need to fight. We don't need to break windows. All we need to do is say, that's it. Leave. That we're done. We expect you to do the following. Here's your mandate. Here's the consent of the governed. You need to do it or you need to step out of the way. You can't have our way of life by stealing it. You have to get past us. And we can do that peacefully. Really, we win. We outnumber them.
Yeah, it's the Dorothy and the ruby slippers, guys. Yeah, so you have the power the whole time.
Yeah, but what's happening right now is the people don't realize that they have that much power. They're not weighing it out. I mean, you know, look at Ukraine and Russia. If you were to say, who's going to win that proposition, Ukraine or Russia? Take a look at Russia. They have overwhelming force. And you got a bunch of okey-dokes with the Ukraine. Who's going to win that proposition? It's very obvious. It's 100 times bigger than that between the 535 people in the 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., and the 330 million people that sent them there to protect our God-given rights. And they're not. We win. It's peaceful. We just have a candlelight vigil out at the, and we can break this down at the state legislature building and say, you need to do this. Otherwise, we're going to have a barbecue out on your front porch, and we're not leaving until you show that you receive the consent of the governed, because we question it. And it's not illegal or radical to think that. We have a mandate. You know, Michelle, let me ask you something. When our founders got together and said, we're going to hold these truths to be self-evident and we're going to secure these rights, and here you go. And we inherited that. And they said, you have a right that when government becomes destructive to those ends, that you have a right to alter or abolish it, and here you go. Well, what? Guess what we did? We inherited that right. Now we have a duty to protect those rights that we've inherited. So we're going to change it, make it stronger. Not only do we have a right, we have a duty to protect our inheritance. We were born on these principles, and it's not a radical concept.
No, and to remember that they are our servants. They work for us. We employ them, and they are not doing anything to represent you. And that's federal. Federal, they can't even find their oaths. Okay, so you got a problem there. The whole cabinet, they can't find the oaths. Nobody has an oath. Okay. And then you've got all of the ones in your state. They're not doing their job. They literally are violating their oath before they get out of bed and their 2 feet touch the ground. I mean, just pick a category. Elections is one. Border is another. I mean, you could go through the laundry list. And right. Where are these people right now? They're not even in session. Because you did such a great job during the first session that you're like, oh, we accomplished so much. No, there's too much to be done. But you know what? Again, we need to hold them accountable. And it's very easy to do. Stop giving them money. Don't give them money. And anybody that did, you tell them, I got sold a bill of goods that was bad.
Yeah.
And I want my money back from what I gave to you in the last election. You didn't do one thing that you said you're going to do, especially Wendy Dodgers, and pop up that one screen. I want it's 28. I want Pete to see this. And then we got about a minute and a half before we go to commercial break. So this is Wendy Dodgers. You know, she's my fave. And if you see, this is an email that put two mails together from 4:20 and from 6:30, where she wants $50,000 a month from you to literally do her job that she was elected to do, because she wants to hold Mayor Corruption County Administration accountable, but yet she refuses to investigate Arizona, and she doesn't want to do the job that is in her job description, but she needs an extra $50,000 from you. So that's on Twitter. I put it on Twitter. So Pete, comment on that, because I know that you've had Wendy on your show. You've talked to her and the rest of the cast of characters. I call them the Adams Family of Arizona. Bring up Pete. We got
here it is. You ready? Simply put, and I'll say the same thing to her and everybody else. We the people, we give the consent. From the consent of the governed, we vote, and you protect our God-given rights. When you fail those two, evacuate, leave. Mm-hmm. Leave, and let's redo this. We will prove you've got the consent of the governed, and when you get in, then you'll protect our God-given rights. That's your mandate. That's exactly how we're fighting. It's that simple. And if you do not, and it applies to not just Wendy Rogers, every single elected.
All of them.
You're not going to receive any money. Mm-hmm. And we will establish a secure way to show that you've gotten the consent of the governed.
And it's important that there's mass amounts of people doing this, because if it's 10 of us, they're going to be like, I'd ignore you too if it was 10. 100, I'd ignore you. 1,000, we got a problem. You got 5,000 people emailing me, calling me, texting me, and holding me and calling me out on social media. Now all of a sudden there's 10,000, and it's not just Arizona. You got the whole country up my ass. Watch what'll happen. We got to go to break. So give it two. We got to go to break. So we'll be right back. And I'm here with Pete Santilli. You guys, battlefield. It's time. Spiritual and ground game. Digital and in person. SaveMyFreedom.us. Up.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
The Brighty On store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrightyOnStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Steve Stern, CEO of Flagshirt.com, a third-generation, veteran-owned small business. I believe that the American way of life is for all of us. I'm asking you today to visit Flagshirt.com. Help keep the American dream alive. Be a flag waver. Carry a nation's heritage. Use coupon code HOME10 for 10% off site-wide and buy a flag shirt today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Oh, you saw those awesome commercials. Those are our partners. I encourage you to go over to Marketplace and go check them out because you want to make sure you are not supporting, you're not spending money with the demons. You want to try to always go with small businesses and patriotic owned businesses, ones that are on our team, so you can defund the beast, right? That's part of all this. I know you have to do Amazon for some stuff, big box, but try to stay away. We try to put as many that are under affiliate programs as we could find. That are the good companies that you can get some great products and services from and supporting some great companies too. So you've got your MyPillow, you've got your flag shirt. I got one of these guys on here. The promo codes are on the website. A lot of them are home. This one's Home10. You've got, what else have we got? We've got the marketplace that has the Mammoth Nation, which has like a couple hundred different small business owners. And we're going to add some more of the supplement ones. You got the Brighton store and the Health Ranger store where you can get the healthy foods. Don't forget My Patriot Supply. That's the other one. That's your survival stuff. That is your preparedness foods. And you know bad stuff is going to be happening. They've already told you that they're going to try to do the lockdowns. They're going to try to do the masks. And who knows how much more severe it's going to get. So you guys need to be prepared. We've been talking about this for 2 years, maybe. 2 years because it's going to be round two of the political propaganda pandemic, and then you got to worry about your health because people are just shedding on you, right? And these people are getting real sick. A lot of them are dropping because they took the non-vaccine bioweapon, and you need to be have a strong immune system if you're going to be a warrior and get on the battlefield. So you've got your Z-Stack, and our buddy Ann Vandersteel takes that, and she flies all over the country, so you're good to go there. So all of that stuff's over at the marketplace. And then the last one, my favorite, is My Patriot Mobile. that My Patriot Mobile, not only do you get free activation with promo code SAVEMYFREEDOM, you also get 10% off your monthly bill if you use home promo code PRECINCT, and that is permanent. That's not a, that's a promotional thing. It's 10% off permanently. I knock $78 off. So, and you keep whatever carrier you want, because there's only three. So you get to pick which one you want. But when you have customer service, you're talking, you're like, okay, this person's here in the United States. So I'm actually supporting companies that actually employ Americans, which that's all. Isn't that a good idea? Right? Isn't that a good idea? Plus, they also donate to Christian organizations that are really doing the work, as opposed to the fake ones and the NGOs, like the Catholic Charities, the ones that are literally destroying the country in cahoots with your American cartel, which is your own government. So go check that out. And you can go to the SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us. I put it as the second tab at SaveMyFreedom.us. That is our movement. And I want you to head on over there. Heather, I got to pick up the speed here because I got to bring back on Peter. Peter Santilli. And let me get through the rest of the stuff. So yeah, go to the Save My Freedom website. There you can see the marketplace is the second tab, and that's the Take Action Toolkit. I'm going to do two posts this weekend. So I want you guys to get filled in on what's been going on here in Arizona and the rest of the country and the solid take action items that you need to be focusing on. And I want to thank everybody that has been subscribing, that has been contributing, has helped out tremendously. And if you look over there at the Ban the Machines, Ban the Machines. This is our big campaign, and I'm going to bring on Pete here in a second. So I want you to click on the Ban the Machines tab. I want you to click on that first tab. Every single day, once a day, tell 10 of your friends. If we could get the nation behind us in Arizona digitally, right? I'm not asking you to show up in Arizona. You just got to get behind us digitally. We'll take care of the ground game and put the pressure on them. But if you want to jump on Twitter and call them out too, all that information is on the AZ Saves America .us website, which is that tab. That title will take you over there. So we're going to ask you to do three steps. Look what I did. TURD contact. So that's your administrators, your legislators. I'm almost finished with it. There's a bunch of their emails, their text messages, their phone numbers, their Twitter, their Facebook, and goes directly to their page at the government. So I'll get it finished this weekend, but there's a whole bunch on there already. So that way you can call them out, keep them accountable. And again, there's three steps, four clicks. One, we're demanding that they ban the machines. They're going to use their own 1037 because that's what their brilliant idea was. Well, now fine, move, go forward with it, guys. Do what you said you're going to do. We're holding you accountable. Number two, you're going to investigate the fraud and corruption in Arizona that was presented at the meeting on February 23rd and also investigated the election on November 8th. Good thing I already did it, but I want them to do their job. I shouldn't have to do their job for them. Number three is the remonstrance. That's what you're going to sign that. It's a job form. It's a one click and it takes less than 30 seconds. That is about the court case that Daniel Wood and the affidavit mom has filed that proves that our elections are unconstitutional. I want you to read that. It expresses your grievances. Those are your talking points. You're going to be so educated and you're going to actually be smarter than any of the turds. And you're also going to get pissed off. And then I want you to download the court case. And there's two of those remonstrances. One goes to the Board of Supervisors, all 61 of them. The other one goes to 90 of the legislate turds and print out his court case so you can actually see and understand what's going on about how unconstitutional the whole election process is. And we in Arizona, because our legislators, our quote unquote leaders, which we don't have any, we have people in leadership positions, or the ones that act like leaders, we declared the people of Arizona, who are the government, right? We declared that there is a constitutional state of emergency or a state of constitutional emergency in Arizona. And that's in a press release. Read that. I want everybody in the country to do that for themselves. Whether you're a group, whether you have a precinct committeeman, or it's in your legislative district, your executive committee, or you're just like four people that look at each other. Do it and just use that, cut and paste it, steal everything that's in it, and just put on your state. Because if we can all have a really loud voice, I'm telling you right now, things will change and we'll be leading the movement here in Arizona. So please get behind us, everybody in the country. Tell 10 of your friends, click on these campaigns once a day. I want a million emails showing up in Wendy Dodger's email. And then call these people out on social media. We're holding them accountable for violating their oaths and not following the Constitution and the stealing our freedoms and destroying our country. It's very simple. It's very simple. That's what we want everybody to do. And bring back on my buddy Pete. So I've only got 15 minutes left. I'm going to take a couple of things out. So I just want everybody to subscribe to the SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm going to send out the posts on the things that I'm not covering during the show because I want to have him go ahead and have enough time to talk about what we need to talk about here. And again, what are we doing here? We're exposing the corruption in Arizona, America, and your unconstitutional election so you can take back your country. This is a working show. You got to keep that in mind. And when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior," Judges 6:12. We got this, people. A little bit of sweat equity. You can do 15 minutes a day in digital campaigns. Make if you want phone calls, and I'm not even adding the phone calls in. Give us 15 minutes a day of your time. You're going to live in a 15-minute city. End of story. End of story. All right, bring back on Pete Santilli, please.
You got it going on. You're right on track. I know that Arizona has them backed into a corner. I'm just going to do one thing, okay, for the benefit of the people that are listening to us. A lot of stuff going on. Harry Truman in 1948 said, if you can't convince them, then confuse them. A lot of stuff. It's a tsunami of stuff. And everyone gets paralyzed. And it's a military-styled psychological warfare being perpetrated upon us so that they can get us into the next election without us coming out of our houses and revolting. So stop, pause, and I want you to think in these simple terms. Ready? We were born with certain unalienable rights, that among these rights is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Just shut everything else out. We were born with God-given rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, we're on a rock. Upon this rock, we're building our church. And we're going to tell the government that to secure these rights, we're going to give you consent. And consent's important, and there's it can be redefined, it can be discombobulated, you can confuse the hell out of them as to what consent. I'm going to tell them what consent is. Wendy Rogers, here's consent. You no longer have my consent. I won't vote for you, nor should anybody else. That's consent. How about that? We're on this rock. The consent of the governed, and it must be secure. The consent of the governed could be, everybody on the rock, raise your hand. How many of you think that Wendy Rogers needs to evacuate? How many?
Bye-bye, Wendy.
Right, but the consent of the government. How many of you right now believe that President Trump is going to go there to secure our unalienable rights? Raise your hand. Boom. That's the consent of the government. Now, when we get people that steal our ability to give consent, or you muddle it up and say, well, we got hands, we counted them, and then it's actually Joe Biden. He's got 81 million hands. Where the hell did that come from? Set all of that aside. The consent of...
Did you get that?
No, it's about a stupid watch. The consent of the government. That's your watch. Okay. They're to protect our God-given rights.
Your watch is calling.
They're to protect. It's Laura Loomer.
You should bring her on. She can do it. You should do a three-way. Bring her on the show.
Let's say this very simply. We have unalienable rights. The government, okay, receives our consent, right? If you take away how we calculate consent, and then you get in office and not protect our God-given rights, then it is our duty to step up and alter or abolish it. I'll go so far as to say this, Michelle, and let's have this conversation. What is consent? How do we do this? Let's raise our right leg. You need to be able to, you know, not disenfranchise voters, blah, 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 blah. If you can't convince them of your method of stealing elections and lording over us, then just confuse them. Stop. Let's do this. You ready, Michelle?
I want to clarify. I want to clarify the consent. Laura Loomer's calling.
Let's keep it really simple. The Nazis are coming. Swear to you.
She's the Paul Revere on today.
Keep it simple. Can we please keep it simple? That if you, in your mind, if you could say, well, I'm questioning how Wendy Rogers receives consent. How did she get consent? I got emails that gave her money. She went over there and said, it's not my job to investigate, you know, mortgage fraud.
It is.
It's a big question as to how she got consent. But here's what we do. If there's a question about how they got consent and they're not protecting our rights, then we convene peacefully, just like the communist Romanians did. Candlelight vigil, tens of millions of people came together and they said, you're done. And communist Romania collapsed. The police wouldn't shoot at the candlelight vigil people. The military wouldn't shoot at those, but you have to keep it peaceful because they don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with us. We must show up on the front porch of the Arizona legislature. If you don't believe in how they calculated consent through voting, because the voting machines are rigged, and whether or not they're protecting your God-given rights. We get millions of people on the front porch, and we say, you have until 12 o'clock tomorrow to grab your paper clips okay, Wendy Rogers, and get out. Get out. And take your deeds on your mortgages with you.
Yeah, take those dirty deeds too. But yeah,
that's simple. That's our power, right?
And it's our civic duty, okay? Because obviously they're not following what our instructions to them were. They're not following their oath. They're not following the Constitution. And we are not holding them accountable. So what do we have? We have a pile of poop.
Let me interject one more time. Because I believe, and you do too, in the basic down-home American, they need to make it. It needs to be understandable. Do you believe that your God-given rights are being protected? Yes or no? Right? When Wendy Rogers responds, Act Number 6, and then they confuse you because she can't convince you. She wants to confuse you. Mm-hmm. This is what you say. That whole thing that you just said needs to be altered or abolished. I want it in simple language. Are you defending my God-given rights? And can you prove that you have my consent to be in office? That's it. And if you can't provide those two to me, because I don't want to hear your freaking babble about what your obligation is under act and statute. As a matter of fact, if that's where we need to go and it's too confusing for me, we're going to alter or abolish it. How about that? Answer the question. You're protecting my rights. Can you prove consent? And if you can't answer those questions, then get out. Leave. And we're going to have a barbecue out on the front porch. And we're not leaving until we see you walk past us with your paper clips.
Yeah. I'm going to say it again. They work for us. They work for us, they are paid with our tax dollars. Not just Arizona, you're talking the whole country. Okay? All of these selected individuals in leadership positions, because none of them are leaders. None of them are leaders. They've done nothing to be leaders. Right? A lot of them probably didn't win.
You know what? Guess what? They don't even have to be a leader. Just as long as they go there and
just
they protect
follow the rules.
God-given rights. And you have the consent of the governor to go protect our God-given rights. That's leadership. You're leading a bunch of people that said, we're consenting, go protect our rights. You fail and you're gone.
Well, they've already failed. So it's not.
They've already failed?
They've already failed. They have all failed. Every single one of them across the country. Because again, we still have the same election system that is ripe with fraud. Our election system, the entire country, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You people are not a part of the outcomes, and you're not a part of the system. You're not a part of the party. You're not even a part of your own party, which you think you're a part of. Okay? They have no use for you. This, the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans, they're two wings on the same bird. And what does a bird do? It poops on your head. So it poops on We the People's head. They are not our friends. They're not doing anything to benefit our lives. Every election gets worse. They all get richer. They get more famous. And our elections get worse. Now, so what do you think the problem is? Yes, the problem is them, but the problem is us. Again,
Bill Cooper said what the problem is. You know what he said?
I know what he said. People are not taking control.
You could be a Democrat.
This is not left or right. This is your sacred right was stolen from you.
Yeah, your sacred right. We're going to keep it simple. It doesn't need to be Republican. They keep us divided.
No.
Here's where the problem is. They will get away with whatever we let them get away with until we draw the line. And we're literally willing to, when I say die for what we believe in, because they're going to want to shoot us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't back away. Remain peaceful. Because in communist Romania, Ceausescu shot the frontline people to scare everybody else away. And they said, no, next line, come up. And the police said, we're not shooting them. The military says, we're not shooting them. They're having a candlelight vigil. And guess what? He had to be evacuated with a helicopter. And he was brought up to the proverbial concrete wall. And they shot him in the back of the head. And they said, you're out of here. You're done. I'm not saying that that's what we need to do with anybody. But the people caused, for safety reasons, the Politburo said, you're done, dude. Get out of here. You're gone. You're actually convicted, arrested, tried, convicted, and executed for treason. That's what they did internally. That has to happen here, that we, the people, rise up. And we don't back down. And we're willing to put our lives on the line. Why? Because they want to kill us. They already did it. 600,000 people were just killed with the jab. They're getting ready to double down and escalate the effort. Now, can I make another comment here since we have 5 minutes? It's really important. Yeah. You ready? So 50,000 foot view. This is very real, folks. It's happening right now. Everyone is brainwashed. You want your dopamine hit. You want the deal of the day, or you want to go get rid of the machine. I want to do this. I want to tell you that in this book right here, there's on page 83, somebody wrote in their memoirs, a CIA agent that worked directly with Roman Kupchinski from Prolog Corporation. Why does that name matter? Because Roman Kupchinski worked for the CIA. He had an office in New York City. I read thousands of pages of documents that said that that was a CIA operation. And they recruited George Soros in the late 80s to finance the uprising of the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine. Why? Because they wanted to go against the Soviet Union, right? That's why they did it. Well, they haven't stopped supporting the neo-Nazis. And George Soros is running around the world spinning up neo-Nazi operations, including what Laura Loomer caught last weekend here in the United States, being run by the CIA, the FBI. The FBI caught a neo-Nazi from the Ukraine who's pictured with John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Amy Klobuchar, and he was out in front of the Capitol on January 6th, and the FBI knew it. We have documented proof of it. Neo-Nazis, they're using to overthrow us. Neo-Nazis, they're using to propagate the white nationalist racist narrative, but dependent on the Trump supporters, when in fact, the neo-Nazis are working for the Biden administration, the Obama administration, the Holder administration, and the Clinton administration. So help me God. So I call upon everybody on the other side, Black Lives Matter grassroots, join me in denazifying the United States of America.
And keep in mind, when the Nazis, when World War was finished, we, our government, brought the Nazis over to be the scientists. They brought them over to get into the pharmaceutical world. They put them into the CIA. So they have been infesting upper levels of leadership and positions throughout our country since World War II ended. And now they're using, they've got the boots on the ground guys doing all of the dirty work. So you're actually run by a Nazi regime. And I've been saying that when I have my radio show since 2021. It's the Obama-Biden Nazi regime. And it's a real Nazi tyrannical regime that's running this place.
This was used on January 6th. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
It was used against President Trump's case right now. The blessing that we have is that President Trump is in federal court and he's going to do a huge filing and it's going to contain documents from the Nazi War Crimes Disclosure Act that shows that the FBI had neo-Nazis out, that they ran an operation, that the neo-Nazis out of Ukraine were used as part of an overthrow. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to rise up. If this is not that moment in time where you say you no longer have our consent for this, we're going to replace you, evacuate the building, 535 people trying to lord over us is over. It's done. Get out. We replace you and we move on with America.
It's pretty simple. This is do or die time because yes, they're coming to kill you. They are, your country is also going to die on March 5th if you have the machines. We already think that there's going to be a lot of other nefarious things happening before then, but let's just say if it goes on the path as planned. So again, this is your time to stand up, speak up, and show up. Pete Santilli, thank you so much for coming on today. We've got some other stuff planned that we are working on together, so we'll be able to share that, and he'll be coming on the show a little bit more often if I can get him for 5-10 minutes. And I think we're going to do some special live stuff where we could just come at you guys quick. But he's on anytime. 9 hours a day, so we'll be able to steal him for a little bit.
Keep it simple, rise up.
Simple. It's time, guys. So don't worry about, another January 6th. No. You need to hold these people accountable. You need to express your grievances.
This is it.
Yeah, give me like 30 seconds.
I'm going to say this to Kelly Ward. You ready? Ugh. If you ever, when I'm trying to organize a peaceful protest, you violate my rights. You ready? Go read this, Kelly Ward, because I'm going to hold you accountable. USC Title 18, 242, deprivation of rights. I dare you to step in this time when I call for a peaceful protest and call us off and say, don't go. You do that, I'm going to own your lawnmower and all that stuff you collected as a doctor. Send me a list of all your assets. I'm going to take them.
It's time. Again, everybody, thank you so much, Pete. And this is it. This is the time to get on the battlefield. And I need you digitally, in person. We need to do this. We need to show up in person. And I need you to go to savemyfreedom.us. I want you to subscribe. We're going to send you a bunch of more information. There's all kinds of resources there. Don't forget, it's all on the Rumble. And again, we are not the governed, okay? God, people, laws, government, corporations. You got this. We the people. Have a great weekend.